Today, Shir's Masechta Me'il on Daf Tes Zayin. We will begin with the last Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Our Mishnah continues to discuss different Isurim, which are Mitzarif, which join together for a specific Shir, for a specific amount. We begin concerning Nevelas. A Nevela is a dead carcass of an animal that died without proper shechita, and a nevela is prohibited both in eating it, there's an isur achila, and also it is metame any person or food or a vessel that touches the nevela. Also, a person who carries the nevela becomes tame. For the isur achila, the chiv malchus is only if one ate a kezias of the nevela, and so too concerning the Isser of Tumah, likewise, it is Metama if there is a shear of a Kezias. Begins the Mishnah. Kol ha-Nevelois mitstarfen zu'im zu. That's the way we have the Girsa. However, we find in the Mishnayis that the Girsa is mitstarfos. All different Nevelis are mitstarif one with another. Tosfos in Divrei HaMashal Kol Nevelis tells us that the Gemara will explain concerning precisely what we are speaking. Is it mitzarif for achila, the shir kezias of achila? Is it mitzarif for tumah? That we'll see in the Gemara. The mefarish here, and the bottom line of this amud, says that the Gemara, the way it learns this Mishnah, understands it to mean that even the nevela of a behema tmeya with the nevela of a behema tahira will be mitzar for the shear of kezias. That means, as the marshal of the Gemara, if you have a gomel with a pora, a gomel being a tame animal, a non-kosher animal, less than a kezias of its nevela would be mitzarif with less than a kezias of a kosher animal, a cow, for the shear of kezias. Continues the Mishnah. The chol hashkotzim, that's the way we have it in our Mishnah. However, the Shita in Oizayin tells us that it should be read the chol hashrotzim. Chol hashrotzim etzarf en zeh em zeh. All shrotzim are creeping things on the ground, and they are prohibited to be eaten. However, there are shmona shrotzim, there are eight shrotzim, that the Torah specifies that they are metame, their nevela is metame, and the shear of the nevela of these eight shrotzim, that's metame, is kadasha, a lentil. So when our Mishnah says the chol hashrotzim mitstarfen, it means that they are mitstaref various nevelas, dead carcasses of the shrotzim will be mitstaref for a lentil's worth in order to be metame. Also, it'll be mitzar for the shir achila. The Gemara will tell us exactly what is the iser, the shir for the prohibition of eating the shmoneh shrotzim, what its exact shir. If one would eat that shir, one would receive malchus. That we'll see in the Gemara. And also, when our Mishnah says the chol hashrotzim mitzarfen, it refers to regular shrotzim, where the shir of achila is bekezias, and for that one receives malchus. So various shrotzim that are less than a kezias will be mitzarif together. They will join together for the exact amount of a shear of a kezias in order to be mechayiv in malchus. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav, said Rav, as we turn to Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Loi Shanu El Inyan Tumah. When did the Mishnah say that a behema tahira, the nevela of a behema tahira, is mitzarif together with the nevela of a behema tmeya? That was only concerning tumah. Avalein in achila, but for the kezias of nevela that's prohibited for achila, for which one would get malchus, there a behema tahira with a behema tmeya are not mitzarif, and rather tahirim b'fnei atzman, only kosher animals, a piece of a nevela of a cow and a piece of a nevela of a sheep, for example, would be mitzarif together to a kezias. Utmein b'fnei atzman, and a camel, a less than a kezias of an avela of a camel and less than a kezias of an avela of a donkey would be mitzdarif. But the cow with the donkey would not be mitzdarif. The Mefarish here explains that Rav is of the opinion that ein iser chal al iser. One iser cannot go on top of an existing iser. So le'inyan tuma, we find, as you see on the third line of the Mefarish from Vayikra Yud Aleph, we find one similar pasuk by both a behemah tar and a behemah tmeah, hanegeya b'nivlasa yitma, that whether it's an avail of a behemah tahir, a kosher animal, or whether it's an avail of a behemah tmeah, a treif animal, there is an iser of touching it, and one would become tamei. So therefore, if you had le'inyan, the tumah, if you had less than a kezias of a kosher animal, less than a kezias of a non-kosher animal, they would be mitzar for the sheer kezias to be metame, a person or a food or a keli that came in contact with that nevela. But concerning achila, the kosher animal has an iser on it now of nevela because it wasn't shechted properly. The non-kosher animal has an iser of a behema tmeo. And the iser nevela cannot go on top of the iser of behemah tmeah. Therefore, it comes out that the kosher animal has the iser of nevela and not behemah tmeah because it's a kosher animal, but it has less than a kezias. So you don't get malchus for that, for eating it. The other hand, the behemah tmeah has an iser of behemah tmeah, but it doesn't have nevela because the nevela can't go on top of the pre-existing iser of behemah tmeah. So each iser has less than a kezias. Then they cannot be mitzdarf together for a sheer kezias, and therefore there would be no malchus if one ate a kezias of a nevela of a behemah tmeah, of a combination of a behemah tmeah and a behemah tmeah together. That's the sheet of Rav. However, Velevi Amar, Levi disagrees, and he says, Afilu achila nami mitzdarfin, that even for achila, they're also mitzdarf, as the Mefarish says, because he holds iser chalal iser. Now, the simple understanding of the Mefarish is that Levi is of the opinion that iser is chalal iser, therefore the iser nevela is chal on the pre-existing iser of a non-kosher animal. There's a new iser now that comes on top of it, of the carcass of a non-kosher animal. And once the iser nevela can go on top of the pre-existing iser of a behemah tmeah, now I can be mitzdarf, a piece of the nevela of a kosher animal and a piece of the nevela of a non-kosher animal, not only for tumah, but according to Levi, even for achila as well. Tosfos that begins on the bottom of Tezvav Amid Beis, Divra Maskel, Omer Rav, Tosfos finds it very difficult to say that the Machloikis, Rav and Levi, will be a Machloikis which we have throughout Shas of Tanoim, whether Ein Iser Chalal Iser or Iser is Chalal Iser. And Tosfos, in fact, proves from the bottom of our Amid that everyone holds that the Tan of our Mishnah is of the opinion that Ein Iser Chalal Iser. Levi also holds that our Tana holds Ein Iser Chalal Iser. So if so, what's the Svar of Levi? So Tosfos explains that Levi considers Nevela to be an anomaly. It's a Yotze Min HaKlal. It's an exception to the rule. Because since we find concerning the Iser Nevela and Chalav, or the Iser of Trefa and Chalav, that Iser is Chalal Iser, because the Pasuk tells us, V'chelev Nevela, V'chelev Trefa. And then it concludes, V'achol Lo Yisech Luhu, and the Gemara learns that not only would one be over on the Iser of eating Chalav, but one would be over the Iser of Nevela as well. So since I find that Nevela is Chal on the Chalav, and if one ate a Kezias, one would be over on two Iserim, Chalav and Nevela. So just like it's an exception over there, it'll be an exception over here also. And Nevela will be Chal on the Iser of Behemah Tmeah. That's what Levi meant. It's not that across the board Levi holds that Iser is Chalal Iser. It's only over here because Nevela is an exception to the rule, the normal rule of Ein Iser Chalal Iser. Before we go to Rav Asi, there's one more point that what does Rav hold concerning what Levi brought, a pasuk by Chelev, that Nevela is an anomaly, that it is Chal? So the Meforshim, the Achronim, tell us that Rav doesn't hold that Nevela is an anomaly. Rav holds that Nevela fits into the halachas of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Because even according to the Man D'Yomer, Ein Isser Chal Isser, if it's an Isser Koilel, which means that the new Isser is prohibiting new items that were never Usser with the previous Isser, then we do say, since this new Isser is Chal on new objects, it'll also be Chal on the original object which already has an Isser on it. Because the new Isser is being Chal on something. So, therefore, if we have this concept of Isser Koilel, we can say in Rav that Rav says there's no problem from Nevel on Chelev. Because Nevel is Chal on Chelev, not because B'chol HaTorah we consider Nevel an exception. Nevel is not an exception. Nevel falls into the category of Isser Koilel. Because Chelev is only Usher the Chelev itself, the forbidden fat of the animal. And now Nevela prohibits the entire animal. So there are parts of the animal that were permitted before which are now Usser. So since the new Isser of Nevela prohibits those new parts of the animal, and it's Chal on those parts, it'll also be Chal, it'll take effect on the Chelev, which was prohibited previously, will become Usser again with a new Isser of Nevela. So that, says Rav, you cannot compare it to our situation. Because here you want the Nevela to go on the Isser of Behemoth Tmeya. Behemoth Tmeya already prohibits the entire animal. So then the Nevela is not adding anything. There are no new objects that are becoming forbidden. And if so, it comes back to the general rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Levi apparently holds that Nevela is an anomaly. And just like it's Chal on Chelev, it'll be Chal on Behemoth Tmeya. Rav says, no, that the Chelev, the reason why Nevela is Chal on it is because it's an Isser Koilel. And even if I hold all over Ein Isser Chal Isser, by Isser Koilel we will hold Isser is Chal Al Isser. But when it comes to Nevela on top of Behemoth Tmeya, where it's not prohibiting more than the Behemoth Tmeya prohibited already, then, of course, Rav holds Ein Isser Chal Isser. However, now we come to Rav Asi. Rav Asi Amar, Tahoyrim La'atzman, U'tmeim La'atzman, that the Tahoyrim join together themselves, and the Tmeim join together, but the Tahoyrim do not join with the Tmeim. And we don't know exactly what Rav Asi says. It's an enigma. He wasn't clear in what he meant. Ikad Amri, some say Pliga de Rav, that he argues on Rav. V'ikad Amri loy Pliga, and some say that he does not argue on Rav. Let's begin with the shittas that hold he doesn't argue on Rav. In other words, he was speaking concerning achila, and just like Rav held that when are a kosher animal, non-kosher animal, when are there nevelas mitzarif, only linyan tuma, but not linyan achila, and linyan achila we hold tahirim b'fnei atzman, tmei b'fnei atzman, only the tahirim can join together for a shear. For Isser Achila of Nevela. And only the Tmeim can join together for a shear of Kizayis for Isser Achila of Nevela. That's exactly what Rav Asi is saying. Rav Asi said, Tahirim Latz, the Tmeim Latz, but he was speaking about Achila, and he holds exactly like Rav. However, the Ikedi Amri, the first sheet, holds, no, Pliga de Rav. He's arguing on Rav. In other words, he meant to say, you're saying Tahirim Latzman, Tmeim Latzman, Legabi Achila, I'm extending it even Legabi Tumah. Even Legabi de Halachav and Nevela being Metameh, you cannot be Mitzarev Tahirim with Tmeim. The Tahirim joined themselves, and the Tmeim joined themselves. According to this, it comes out that we have three shittas here. We have Rav shita that says that Behemoth Tmeh and Behemoth Torah is only mitzarif for Tumah and not for Achila. Levi shita is mitzarif both for Tumah and both for Achila. And Rav Ashi shita, according to the Ikedi Amri, that Pliga to Rav, holds that it's not mitzarif, not for Achila and not for Tumah. Now, Tosis asks Akasha in the Tosis that began on Tezvav Amid Beis and continues on Tezayin Amid Aleph, asks Tosis, what's the Svara? Because as we spoke out before, Rav has a logic. There's a pasuk of anegeh b'nevlasa yitma, which applies both to behemoth man and tyra, and therefore you can be mitzarev. But by achila, there are two separate isurim, and ain ishakal isur, and it's not mitzarev. What would be the logic to say, like Rav Asi, the ikad the amri, that he's arguing on Rav to say that not only is it not mitzarev for achila, it's not mitzarev for tum either? Tosfos answers that he believes that once I say for one aspect of and the vela that legabi achila, because ein ishakal isur, it's not mitzarev, then I don't divide it up and make a separate halacha legabi tumah. Since legabi achila, one isur is not chal upon the other, and we say tahirim laatzman and tmeim laatzman, so too we have to say leinyan tumah as well. Then Tosfos asks, if so, how does Rav Asi learn according to the ikad the amri that he's arguing on Rav? How does Rav Asi learn our Mishnah? Kol hanavelus mitzar from zoom zoo. And as we saw in the Meforesh there at the bottom of Tezvav and Beis, that means kol means behemah tmeh with behemah tar. So how's Rav Asi going to learn this? The answer Tosfos says is Rav Asi will have to learn that kol hanavelus mitzar from zoom zoo means all the nevelus of one category of tahirim are mitzarev, and all the nevelus of a second category of tmeim are also mitzarev. The Gemara now is going to ask a kasha from a brisa on this shita of Rav Asi, according to those who say that pligi adarav. Meisri, I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa. We learned misas pora v'chai gomol. We're going to learn this entire remainder of the Amud according to the Mefaresh, although Tosfos in the Rav Maschil Meisvei has a more in-depth pshat, we will go with the pashtus of the way that the Mefaresh explains this Gemara. So, as the Mefaresh explains, that if someone took less than a kezayis of a pora that had died without shechita, a nevela, He also cut out from a gomel a piece of flesh, basar min achai, which was also less than a kezayis. Ein mitzarf and zemzeh, says the Braisa, they cannot be mitzarif one with another. And from this, we can be medayek ha misa shnei mitzarfin. The Braisa is telling us that from the nevela, you have less than a kezayis of the pora. From the gomel, you have less than a kezayis of Aver Menachai, of Boster Menachai. These are two separate isurim, so of course, you cannot be mitzarf them into a kezayis to be chayiv malchus. Each one, each isur, has less than a kezayis. But from that, we can deduce, if it would have been misas para umisas gomel, ha misas shneya mitzarfin, if you would be speaking about less than a kezayis of a pora and less than a kezayis of a gomel, you have a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal, less than a kezayis of each, is mitzarif. So now, this is a kasha. Now, who is it a kasha on? The Gemara, the way we have it, says v'kasha l'ravasi. The sheet in Ois Aleph takes out the words v'kasha l'ravasi. However, it's obvious, even if you take out the words, according to the way the Mefarish learns, that it's a kasha on ravasi. It's not a kasha on Rav, because Rav held that nevela from a kosher animal and nevela from a non-kosher animal can be mitzarf l'inyan tumah. So I'll say that ha'misa shnei mitzarf from l'inyan tumah, even though l'achila not. It's not a kasha on Levi, because Levi holds its mitzarf for tumah and even for achila. So it's certainly not a question. Then we could say ha'misa shnei mitzarfin, yes, it's mitzarev both for achila and for tumah. It's not a kasha according to the mandiomer who holds that Rav Asi holds like Rav, because if he holds like Rav, then he can interpret this brisa l'inyan tumah, that it's mitzarev. It is a kasha on the ikad the amri, the first ikad the amri who said, pligad the Rav. Then it is a very strong kasha. Because according to that ikad the amri, Rav Asi argues on Rav, and he holds across the board. Bein linyan achila, bein linyan tumah, it's not mitzarif. And here it says, we're medayek hamisa shnei mitzarfin. So on that ikad the amri, that Rav Asi argues on Rav, we have a kasha on Rav Asi, answers the Gemara, no, don't make a deduction. Hamisa Shnei Mitzdarfin, Ema Hachaye Shnei Mitzdarfin. The deduction you should make is that if it's Mises Paravachaye Gomel, it's not Mitzdarf. But if they're both alive, it's Chaye Paravachaye Gomel, he took less than a Kazayas from each. That would be Mitzdarf for a sheer Kazayas of Avram and Achai. Umani Rabbi Yehudi, who's it going according to? Rabbi Yehuda. As the Mefarsh brings down in Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, Rabbi Yehuda makes a hekesh between Dam and Avram and Achai, that any animal on which there's an Isser Dam, there's an Isser Avram and Achai. And since on a behemoth Tmei there's an Isser Dam, there's also an Isser Avram and Achai. So it's Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Amr Avram and Achai, Noig B'Tmei. And Huadin, Legabe Argamor, which is speaking about Boser and Achai. It's not a limb, but it's flesh from the gummel. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Avram and Achai is noyeg by a behemoth tamea. And if so, I have less than a kazayis of a pora, less than a kazayis of a gummel. They're mitzdarf together because the isra of Avram and Achai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, applies both by a kosher animal and by a non-kosher animal. However, says the Gemara, Avol misa shnei amai. What do you hold? By Misa Shneiem, loy mitzdarfi. You hold there, it won't be mitzdarf. It's only going to be mitzdarev by Shneiem Chai, but by Shneiem Meis, it won't be mitzdarf. Im Kain, if that is so, I'll prove to you from the Brisa that's not correct. My Irya, Derohit, Vitani, Misa's Paravachai Gomel, why did the town of the Brisa run? He quickly took a case where it's not mitzdarf. Which case did he take? Mises por v'chai gomel. Ha'afil ha'misa shneim lo mitzdarf. If you're going to tell me that, according to Rav Asi, you're going to say that the Brisa also holds that misa shneim is not mitzdarf, so why didn't the town of the Brisa take the bigger chiddush? That not only is a chai and a meis not mitzdarf, but even two who are dead, they're also not mitzdarf. That would have been a bigger chiddush. Why didn't he take the bigger chiddush? The teretz is because you see that this Tana obviously holds that Misa Shneim is mitzarev. Maybe Misa's Chaim is mitzarev. Maybe Shneim Chaim is mitzarev, but Shneim Mesis is also mitzarev. The only one that's not mitzarev is Misa's Por V'Chai Gomel. V'yoi Tanya, and I'll ask you another kasha from the Seifa of that very Brisa. Because what does it say there in the Seifa? Chotzi Zayis Por V'Chayeh, V'chotzi Zayis Gomel V'Misosa, Eimitzdarfen. If I have a half a kezayis of a por when it's alive, and I have a half a kezayis of a gomel when it's dead, it's not mitzdarf. Avol concludes the Brisa, Chotzi Zayis Mi Porah, V'chotzi Zayis Mi Gomel. Bein b'chayeho, bein b'misosu mitzdarfin, whether the two kizesim are from a por and a gomel that are both alive, or whether the two kizesim are from a por and a gomel that are both dead, they're mitzdarif. If so, kashereisha aseifa, as the Mefarish explains, from the seifa you see that if you have less than a kizais from a gomel and less than a kizais from a pora, they're mitzdarif. And you told me that from the reisha, you want to say the opposite. You want to say that the reisha, it's not mitzdarev by Mises Parvachai Gomel. It is mitzdarev by Shneiem Chayim, but you maintain that it's not mitzdarev by Shneiem Mesim. Well, the seifa of that very brisa says it is mitzdarev by Shneiem Mesim. So you see clearly, Elalav Shmamina, Misa Shnei Mitzdarfen. It's clear that this brisa holds that Misa Shnei Mitzdarfen. Because of the two kashas that we just brought, it's clear that he holds Misa Shneim and Starfin. And if so, we have a kasha on the Ikkadi Amri that says Rav Asi argues on Rav, when here we see that Misa Shneim is Mitzdarfin, Amr Loch Rav Asi. So Rav Asi will admit, Haitan is Sover Isser Chal Isser. Of course, you're right. Based on the kashas that you have, you've proven conclusively that Misa Shneim are mitzdarf. But my opinion is that Misa Shneim is not mitzdarf. I will answer you that the Tana of that Brisa, he holds that Isser is Chalal Isser. So if so, you have Chotzi Zayis of a Nevela of a Para, who's dead. You have Chotzi Zayis of a Nevela of a Gummel, which is dead. And even though it's a behemoth tmeya, the Isser Nevela, this Tana holds Isser Chalal Isser. So Nevela will go on Isser Tmeya. Now I have two Chotzi Zaysim. Each one is from the Isser Nevela, and they can be mitzdarf. But I hold, says Rav Asi, I'm going with the Tana of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's Tana holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And according to our Mishnah's Tana, my opinion is against Rav, according to the Sikha the Amri, that not only by Achila is it not Mitzarev, but once I say it's not Mitzarev by Achila because of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, it's not Mitzarev Lagabi Tum as well. Ah, you're asking me a kashrut of Braisa, that the Tana of that Braisa holds Isser is Chalal Isser. And that's why by Shnei Mesim, as you've proven, he holds that they would be Mitzarev. From here, Tosfos at the bottom of Tezvav Amid Beis brings a raya from what the Gemara just said, that all the Amaroyim in our sugya, whether it's Rav, whether it's Levi, whether it's Rav Asi, who are going in the Tana of our Mishnah on Tezvav Amid Beis, our Tana holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And the whole dispute between Rav, Levi, and Rav Asi is in that Tana who holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Will you say over here that Lagabi Tum it's Mitzarev? Is it Mitzarev even Lagabi Achila because Levi holds that Nevela is an anomaly, as we explained? Or is it not Mitzarev for anything, as Rav Asi explained, even Lagabi Tum? That's all in our Tana who holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. I de Braisa, that Tana of the Braisa holds Isser Chal al Isser. So proves Tosfos from this answer of the Gemara on Rav Asi. Tosfos says that this is across the board, all the Amaroyim, Rav, Levi, and Rav Asi in our Tana of Tezvav Amid Beis holds that Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Continues the Gemara as we turn to Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. Om Rav Yehuda Marav Achila Shrotzim Loike Alav Bekazayis. For eating shrotzim, one receives malchus if one eats a shear of a kezias. And Tosfos explains that this refers not only to shrotzim that are not metame, but it refers also to the shmoyne shrotzim who are metame. And that's why the Mefarish says, v'loy b'kadosha, even though le'inyan tuma, the size of the sheretz has to be only a kadasha, a lentil. However, in order to receive malchus for eating a sheretz, one of the shemayna shrotzim that are metameh, here the shear, according to Rav, is b'kezayis. My time. And the Gemara asks, why is the shear l'gabi achila l'kezayis? And the Gemara answers, achila k'sivbe, because it says achila, the loshna achila, concerning eating shrotzim, as the Mefarish brings the pasuk, lo soichlum ki sheketz heim. And the Mefarish concludes, "V'achila ena p'chusa mikizayis," or as Tosfos on the top Tosfos says, because v'stam achila mikizayis. We find the Gemara in Brachas tells us that whenever it says achila, the shear is, there's a kabbalah that the shear is an olive's worth, a kizayis. Ask the Gemara, how could Rav say that for eating the shrotzim, to get malchus, the shear is a kezayis? What Tani, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Kamed, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina learned a braisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan on the pasuk which states, V'evdaltem ben abehema atoiru l'tmeo. And this is a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek, Chof. The pasuk says, V'evdaltem ben abehema atoiru l'tmeo. You should make a separation between a non-kosher animal and a kosher animal. Ubeino oif ha-tomei la-tor. And between a bird that is tomei and a bird that is tor. V'loy sishaktsu esnafshar seichem v'behem u-boif. And you should not defile your nefesh, your soul, v'behem u-boif, concerning an animal or a bird. U'bechol asher tirmes adama, whatever crawls on the ground, any creeping thing, asher hivdalti lachem, which I have separated for you, l'tamei, to be metame, that creeping thing is metame, says the Gemara on this pasuk. This is what the Braisa tells us. Pasuk ha-kosev ba-achila v'sim b'tuma. So the pasuk begins with an isser achila, and it ends with tuma. Where does it begin with achila? Because the pasuk says, v'loy sishaktsu. And, as the Mefarish says, this refers to achila, because when a person eats, when he eats, that causes a defilement of his soul. A person is what he eats, and when he eats something that the Torah forbade, so that brings about a defilement of his neshama. And as Tosfos tells us, that shikutz nefesh shayach b'achila, in the fourth line of Tosfos, in Divrei HaMaskil, Pasach Bachila, Taisus also says that when the Torah speaks about loisus shaktsu, that must be referring to achila, because just by touching something tamei, a person would not become defiled. His neshama would not become defiled. So the Torah begins in this pasuk with the word loisus shaktsu, which refers to achila, and the last word is letame, as Taisus explains, letame dahainu letame acherim benegia, to be metame other things with negia. So pasuk hakasuv achila v'siim betumah. The reason is to compare the achila to tuma. Ma tuma b'kadosha. Just like the shear for tuma to be metame acherim, the sheretz has to be at least a lentil. Af achila b'kadosha, the eating to be receive malchus would also be only a lentil and not a kezias. How do we know that the shear of Tumah by a sheretz is bikadosha? So here, at the end of that Taisus, the Ramaskal Pasach, Taisus brings the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara asks a contradiction between two psukim. The first pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Aleph states, Kol Negeya Bohem, B'moisim Yitmar Arev, whoever touches them, the shrotzim, when they die, he will be tamei until night. The pasuk lamed beis, there, the next pasuk tells us v'choil asher yipol olav mayhem b'maysam yitma. Whatever falls from them in their death will be metamei. So the Gemara asks the kasha. The first pasuk seems to indicate it has to be a whole sheretz bohem. The second pasuk, it seems to indicate mayhem. Even a piece of a sheretz would also be metamei. The Gemara answers, yes, it is correct, mayhem, even a piece will be metame, but it has to have a shear of bohem. It has to have a shear of the smallest barrier, the smallest of these creeping things that is possible, and the chachamim were meshayer, as Taisus concludes, v'shiaru chachamim, that a chaymet, which is a snail, when it is first born, when it is first created, it is the size of a lentil. So, enechanami, a piece of one of the eight shrotzim is metame, mayhem, but it has to be a shear of something that at least is bohem, which is a whole sheretz, and the smallest whole sheretz is a snail when it is first born. So we see that the shear of tumah by a sheretz, or by a piece of a sheretz, is the size of a lentil. So we compare achila to tumah. Just like tumah is b'kadasha, so too achila is also b'kadasha. And the Gemara continues, v'kalsei Rabbi Yochanan. And although we have to have a brisa, which is a verified brisa, and any brisa that was not taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia, there is a danger that perhaps it is not a reliable brisa. But here, when Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said this brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Kalsay, he praised the brisa. In other words, he considered it an accurate brisa. If so, how could Rav have said at the top of the Yom, that Achila Shrotzim is loikal of Bekezayis, when Rabbi Yochanan praised the validity of this brisa, that the Shir Achila by Shrotzim is not Kezayis, but rather it's Bekadosha. So Taisus says in Divrei HaMaskil Lekalsei Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't the Gemara ask, as it usually does, Gavra, Gavra? You're asking me a question from one person on another. I think that this means that Rav, we know, we find many times the Gemara, Rav Tanahu Polik. So maybe Rav is arguing on that brisa. He has a power considered a Tana that he could argue on a brisa. What's the question on Rav from this brisa? And Taisus answers, the way the Shita, the Girsa of the Shita is, Mestavra Taimed de Rabbi Yochanan, and even though by us we have Rav, the Shita points out it should be Rabbi Yochanan in Ois Yud Gimel, that Mestavra Taimed de Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Deleka mandepolik. We don't find that anyone argues in this brisa. Vegam mapik milsa mikroi. We're learning it out from a pasuk, and therefore the Gemara understood that Rav lechayer would not be arguing on this brisa.
It's a braisa that everybody agrees to. And if so, comes the question that how could Rav say against the braisa when l'chayru Rav also would agree to the braisa? And the shita takes out the next two words in ois beis v'kasha l'ter Rav, because it's self-understood that this is a question on Rav. And the shita puts in the words Amar Rav Yosef loy kasha. Rav Yosef said that this kasha on Rav is not a kasha. Why? Because kan b'misason kan b'chayehen. When the braisa states that the shear for eating is a kadasha, and this is something Rav would agree to, that was speaking about when the sheretz died. So since l'gabi tumma, the shear of touching the sheretz to be metame is a kadasha, so hu adin l'gabi achila. And that's what the Pasuk of Yivdaltim is teaching us. However, when Rav made his statement that Achila Shvatzim Loikalov Bekazayis, he was speaking about Kamachayayim. He was speaking about when the Sheretz is alive. So we don't have any other precedent from Tumah that there is no Tumah when the Sheretz is alive. It's only when it's dead. The Nevela of the Sheretz is Metame. So we have no precedent of Kadasha. And there, the shear, since it says achila, the shear is like b'chola tarakula, that the shear achila, stam achila b'kezayis, as Tosis told us, and that was the shita of Rav, da b'chayeh, and it's b'kezayis. Amrle Abaye, so Abaye had a question to Rabbi Yosef, v'harav amasnisim koi. Rav is going on our Mishnah. And as the Mefarish and Tosis explain, that Abaye understands that just like on Amud Aleph, when Rav made a statement on our Mishnah, and he said, Loi shanu elulinyin tuma, that was the first Gemara on the beginning of Tezvav Amud Beis, Amar Rav, Loi shanu elulinyin tuma. And that statement was going on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that Kol hanaveilis mitstarfin zuim zu. And on that, Rav said that that's only linyan tumma, but linyan achila, it's anus or chalalisr, and a nevela of a behema tumea would not be mitzarf with the nevela of a behema toira. So just like that statement of Rav was on our Mishnah, so Abai understands that when here on Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yud, Amar Rav, achila shratzim, loikal of b'kazayas, this statement of Rav is also going in our Mishnah. And then Abaye continues, Umasnisin kol hashrotzim k'tani, afila b'misosan. Our Mishnah says kol hashrotzim. By the way, we see from here, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, that in the Mishnayis, it's not kol hashkotzim, as we have it in our version of the Mishnah, Tezov Amud Beis, but in fact, it's kol hashrotzim. And we see here, when the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, it quotes it the way we have it in Mishnayis, of kol hashrotzim. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah, when it says kol hashrotzim, it's even b'misosan, as the Mefarish and Tosis explain, because it is comparable to kol hanevelis. Just like when the Mishnah speaks about that all nevelis are mitzdarif, kol hanevelis mitzdarfin zum zu, that's speaking about after the animal has died, so too the seif of the Mishnah, which is speaking about V'chol hashrotzim etzarfim zemze, is also speaking about when the shrotzim are dead. So how can you answer that Rav is speaking about mechayim? Rav is going on our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is speaking by nevelis and by shrotzim after they died. So how can you say that Rav is saying a statement of bechayim, that's when it's a kezayis? The next words that are in parentheses, lav de'ika purto mahai, purto mahai, the Mefarish says, loyik shamanu pirusha. We never heard a pshat in these words. And in fact, the Mesaris Hashas tells us that we are mochek these words. We do not learn these words as part of our Gemara. We will skip them. Omar le Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef responds to Abaye's question in a way of, Tosis says, lekanter. He's like giving him a dig. He's shtachin him. And he says, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, hahi diyuka delachu. This whole thing that you said before, that Rav is going on our Mishnah, just like on Amud Aleph by Nuvelis, he was going on our Mishnah, so too on Amud Beis by Shrotzim, he's going on our Mishnah, and just like Nuvelis are dead, so the Shrotzim are dead. That's your diyuk. That's your inference. Keep it. Keep your own inference. I don't have to listen to your inference. I don't have to agree with it. In fact, I don't. And Tosis at the last small line on the Amud says, "Ve'ein li esik boy." I have no business with your diyuk. That's your diyuk. I learned totally different. Rav Shmaitza ba'amakomer. Rav is not going on our Mishnah. Just because on Amud Aleph, when he made a statement about Nevelis, he was going on our Mishnah. You want to say here on Amud Beis by Shrotzim, he's also going on our Mishnah? I disagree. Rav was making an independent statement. And in fact, he's not going on the Mishnah. And in fact, he's not speaking about dead Shrotzim, he's speaking about live Shrotzim. And that's the answer why you can't ask me a question from the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan praised it, because that Braisa is speaking about when the Asheretz died, the Eretz Yisrael is Bekadosha for Achila, also, like Tumah, and Rav made an independent statement, Achila Shrotzim Loikal of Bekazayas, that is speaking about Mechayim. I do not accept the diyuk that you made, that there should be a problem.
Continues the Gemara, and we're going to learn the Gemara according to the Tosfos. Divrei Maskil v'Kalsa Rabbi Yochanan. It would seem that Tosfos did not have two dots after the words v'Kalsa Rabbi Yochanan. As we look in Tosfos, Tosfos says v'Kalsa Rabbi Yochanan bitmiya meis ve'hoevorim kloimer. Tosfos explains what this means. V'chikilis Rabbi Yochanan. Are you saying that Rabbi Yochanan praised the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina brought in front of him, and if you pray something, it means that you are in agreement with it? Is that possible? V'halo yesh tshuva al zeh, dekasha Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to ask you a kasha, a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara, according to Tosfos, seems to go, v'kalsei Rabbi Yochanan, bitmiya, how is that possible? Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a stira from Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yochanan. It can't be that Rabbi Yochanan praised the words of Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina. Why? Because we find it in a braisa, ho'evorin ein lahem shir, when someone has a limb of a nevela, or a limb of a sheretz, then the regular shear of tumma of a nevela and a sheretz do not apply. Because if you have a whole limb, a philopachas mekizayis, then of a nevela, then even less than a kizayis of a nevela, upachas mekadashim and a sheretz, or less than a lentil's volume from a sheretz, metamin. We always require a kizayis of a nevela to be metamin. We always require a Kadasha of a sheretz mitama, but that's only if you have a piece. But if you have an entire aver, then you don't have that sheretz mitame, even less than a kezias of a nevela and less than a kadasha by a sheretz. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and the way the Gemara is understanding now, Rabbi Yochanan is going on that brisa, and Rabbi Yochanan said the following statement, and we go here with the girsa of the mefaresh. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein ha'oichlon like Alein El Kezias. One who eats them only receives Malkus with a Kezias, even though you're telling me that Linyan Tumma, you don't even need a Kezias for a Nevela or a Kadosha for a Sheretz, that's Linyan Tumma. Abrila Inyan Achila, you require a Kezias. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have praised Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina that the shear of getting Malkus for eating a Sheretz is a kadosha, because we compare it to tumah? Here we see beferish. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that ain like an alei and ela b'kezayis. The one who eats them only gets malchus if he ate a kezayis. And here the mefaresh and Tosfos point out that we cannot give a teretz ha b'chaim and ha b'maisan. That Rabbi Yochanan, when he said a kezayis, he's speaking about when they are alive and before, when he was commenting, he was speaking about Lachar Misa. Because here we're also speaking Lachar Misa. Here when Rabbi Yochanan commented on the Braisa, he's also speaking Lachar Misa, because the Braisa is speaking about a nevela. And a nevela is a carcass, which the animal has died. So too the Sheretz is speaking even Lacher Misa. And yet Rabbi Yochanan says the shear is a kezayis. So how could he have praised Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina to say that the shear is a kadosha legabi achila amar Rava? So Rava responds, b'muvdolin diber akosav. The brice which quotes the pasuk, which we brought before on the fourth line of the Amid, vivdaltum ben abem levatar letameh ben oifatam letar, that pasuk is speaking about muvdolin. The mefaresh and the first pshat in Tosfos learn that what the Gemara is saying is as follows. That Rava is saying that what you said, that Rabbi Yochanan is going on the Brisa of Avorin, that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan was making an independent statement. Because the first Brisa, where Rabbi Yochanan praised Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, and he said the shear of eating a sheretz is bekadasha, like the tum is bekadasha, that was speaking about the Muvdolit, which means the ches shrotzim. Let us look how Tosfos learns in Amar Rav Muvdolim Dibar Kosov, Kleimer. Had Amar Rav Yochanan Isurei Ketuma, Hainu Muvdolim Shebeparsha, Kleimer. Those who are separated, distinguished, which are the Kleimer Ches Shrotzim. This refers to the eight Shrotzim, the Tumasim Bekadasha, where their Tuma, once they have died and someone touches a Kadasha, a lentil's worth of a Sheretz, then he becomes tamei. V'had the kamar Rabbi Yochanan ain loikin aleim ela b'kazayis b'shar shrotzim. So when it's the chet shrotzim where la'acher misa there's a tuma with a kadosha, so who adin if someone eats it la'acher misa, there's also malchus on a kadosha because we compare the achila to the din tuma. But where Rabbi Yochanan said ain loikin aleim ela b'kazayis, that's being about b'shar shrotzim myri shehen tahirim. That when they die, their nevela is not metame. Shehein tahar melatame. V'loi sharech ben loimer isuri ketuma. On them, it's not possible to say the isur of eating it has the same halacha of tuma. And as the Mefaresh concludes his remarks in Divrei Amasal Amar Rava b'Muvdolim Divrei Akosav, according to the Girsa of the Bach and Ois Beis, says the Mefarish, v'hai deka Amar, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan loikin alein ela b'kazayis loikoy abraisa. He wasn't speaking on the braisa, the second braisa of Avorin ein lem shir. The braisa, that braisa, vadai mairi b'Muvdolim. That is speaking about Muvdolim. Ubishrotzim she'ena muvdolim, kam Rabbi Yochanan de'ein loikin aleim ela b'kazayis, where Rabbi Yochanan was making an independent statement, and he was saying that when it's not muvdol, meaning when it's not the eight shrotzim which are special, which have a special din, when there is no tumah by regular sheretz, so then you can't say that the achila has a din like the tumah of kadasha, because there's no din of tumah by regular sheretz. On that, Rabbi Yochanan was making an independent statement that ein loikin aleim ela b'kazayis, and ein echanami the brisa that said that the achila has the same din as the tumah that was speaking about when it's muvdolin, when la'achar misa there's a din tumah b'kadasha, then the achila is also b'kadasha. So according to the Gemara right now, it comes out that the only time there's a halacha of kadasha by achila is by the chesh ratzim la'achar misa. The chesh ratzim mechayim, where again there's no din tumah of kadasha, so there's also no halacha of achila b'kadasha. There, even by ches shrotzim mechayim, the halacha is achila is b'kazayis. And shar shrotzim, where there's never any din of tuma, so then the halacha is that one who eats them is only oiver, like we have, stam achila is always the halacha b'kazayis. Amar le Rav Adbar Abba Rava, said Rav Adbar Abba Rava, according to what you're saying, elamiyatev, so behema nami liflegi beimuvdelas lishenim uvdelas. If you look at the pasuk of ivdaltem behema tahira litmeya ubena oif tamei latar v'loish sakshu es nafshe sechem bebehema oif ubechol asher tir moitz ha adama asher ivdalti lachem latamei. So it doesn't say in the pasuk that we're speaking about the eight shrotzim, but yet you're saying, and apparently you're learning that from the word hivdalti, that we're speaking about bumuvdolin. You're speaking about the special eight shrotzim where there's a din of tumah. So just like you're telling me that although it has a general connotation here of anything that's crawling, and yet you're telling me you're speaking specifically by Muvdal and by the Eitz Rotzim, so why don't I say the same thing in the beginning of the Pasuk? Let's be makish the beginning of the Pasuk to the end of the Pasuk. In the beginning of the Pasuk where it mentions the Behema HaTahira and the Tmeya, let us say also that when do we say that a Nevela has a din of a Kezayis, that by Achila to get Malkus, that's only by Behema Tahira. As the Mefarish, the last three lines on the Amid says, that that's what we would call by a Behema Muvdalim, Hainu B'Muvdalis. L'Behema Tahira Karlemi Muvdalim. That's the one that's Muvdalis. Shemuvdalis mi Behemois Temeois. It is separated from Behemois Temeois, the Mutoris Bachila. This is Mutter Bachila. Avo Behema Temeois, She'ena Muvdalis. But a non-kosher animal that's not separated to be able to eat, Loi Metama Adeke Tvemekezais Adeke Beya. Maybe the Alocha of a Isser, of eating a Nevela of a Kezias, that's only by that which is Muvdal to be able to be normally eaten, which is a Behema Tahira. But a Behema Tmeya, perhaps the sheer Achila to be Chayiv Malkus, perhaps is a Beya. Just like you're making a distinction between the eight Shrotzim, where the Achila is Bekadosha, and the other Shrotzim, where it is Bekezayis, make the Chilik by Behema also. Behema Torah is Kezayis, and Behema Tmeya is Kebeya. As we turn to Daf Yuzayin Amud Aleph, Omar Lay, so he responded, Ki komakish rachmona lebalti shaktsu, aval ishiur in loi. We only say that the Torah is being makish, that as Mefarsh explains here, that your oiver for a behema tmeya, your oiver also for the iser of Baal Tishaktsu. All of the creatures that are mentioned in this pasuk, one who eats them, whether it's in the veil of a behema taira, whether it's a behema tmeya, whether it's a sheretz, you're oiver on Baal Tishaktsu. Besides nevela and behema tmeya, there's also the isser of Baal Tishaktsu, that you shouldn't defile your neshama by eating things that the Torah has forbidden. That's the only thing we're comparing all the creatures written in this pasuk. But to say that we're going to make a distinction in Nevela that only Behema Tahira is Bekezayis and Behema Tmeya is Bekebeya, just like we made a distinction by Shrotzim, that a Ches Shrotzim is Achila Deshir by Tobichayv Malkus is Kadasha, and a regular Sheretz is Bekezayis, Legabi that, we're not comparing Behema Tahira and Tmeya to Sheretz. So he, Rava answered the question of Adabar Ava. It's noteworthy that the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Macholas Asuras learns from this pasuk that we have concentrated on in this last Amud, the pasuk of Hivdaltam, Ben Abahema Atahar Latmeh Ben Oifa Tamil Latar, the Rambam learns from here that there is a mitzvah to be mavdil between a Torah animal and a Tomei animal. A person has to have knowledge. Chazal tell us, Emein Das Havdol Menayin. If we don't have knowledge of the differences between a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal, how can we distinguish? So therefore, it's incumbent upon a person to learn the halachas that distinguish kosher from non-kosher, and to actually have a yediyah in the metzias, in the facts of the physical attributes that makes one animal kosher and one animal not kosher. The lashon of the Rambam is mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah de araisa, one of the taryag mitzvahs, leida hasimonim, to know the simonim, shemavdilim ben behema, v'chaya, v'oif, v'dog, v'chagav. All the kosher animals, and whether they're domestic or not domestic animals, birds, fish, grasshoppers, those that are shemutr lachlan, ubein she'ein mutr lachlan, shenemar, as the pasuk says, and he brings our pasuk, vivdaltam, bein abehema tahara, latmeya, bein oif hatame, latahar. And the Magid Mishnah there points out that the Rambam in his psicha to Hilchas Macholas Asuras learns that actually there are four mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, says the Rambam, livdoik b'simani behema v'chaya lahavdol ben tmei l'tahira. There's a second mitzvah, livdoik b'simani ha'if, in the birds, lahavdol ben atamei l'tahira. There's a third mitzvah, livdoik b'simani chagovim, in grasshoppers, lahavdol ben atamei l'tahira. And finally, the fourth mitzvah is livdoik b'simani dogim, lahavdol ben atamei l'tahira. In my experience, from all gedolim that I have had acquaintance with, I have not come to know any gadol who is more attuned to this mitzvah of lahavdil, and who speaks about it, that there is a mitzvah incumbent upon everyone to know this is part of Torah HaKadosha, to have a yediyah in all the various fats and avorim of kosher animals and non-kosher animals and birds and grasshoppers and fish, none other than the OU Poisek HaGoin, Rav Yisrael Belsky Shlita, and the schus of our learning about this mitzvah of lahavdil should be a schus that he should have a refuah shleima b'soich shor choli Yisrael, and we should be mispalel for Chaim Yisrael ben Chana Gittel, that he should have a refuah shleima b'korev mamish.